Mr. Yudei, the Teirube, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. There's a well-known story told of the Rabbi Rabbeinu of Shischa, who once came to his Rebbe, the Holy Yid HaKodesh, and he saw him in vice, he's pushed like he didn't look well, he thought he's ill. And he asked him, what's tutach are you? And he didn't want to say, he's mischamek, he's trying to... And the Yid HaKodesh tricked. Yeah. And finally he told him, someone was mevayishim, he had chirufim, yigidufim, ad unke hanefesh, and therefore you were in vice. So the Yid HaKodesh wanted to know mi uzev ezu a chutzpah also chapenzich with a tzaddik a pikach, and the Rabbi Rabinim wouldn't say out what happened, and he said, what did you do to him when he mevazi you, when he mevayish you? And he said, I gave him a kiss. And finally the Yid HaKodesh tricked, tell him what's going on here. And finally the Rabbi Rabinim spilt the beans. And he said, he went to Bis Medrash, and he opened up a Sefer Shevet Musar from Rebbe Eliyahu HaKohen of Israel. And the Holy Mechaber, he started learning the Musar, and the Mechaber gave Mazam Musar, that he felt his kishkas are flying out, right? That he didn't even, and he felt as if the Mechaber is standing in front of him, giving him Musar. And Oy Bazoi, right? He pushed it, was... At the end, he finished the shtickel, he gave a kiss to the sefer, put it back in the svarim shaf. And the Akash is very nispal from his pikkus. Valderach said that the story told, Relik Shitzberg, one of the choshevah, the Rebbeinu Gerach Sidim, he said when the Bnei Emes first came to Eretz Yisrael, he walked into the Bis Medrash, and he saw Bachmer shmizing, messing around. And the Bnei Emes told him, Vikem in Redden, as Abaye v'rova stein fardeoigim. Remember the Yishalmi and Shkolim, my Gidl, who said, if you learn something, Yia Bal Hashmua Keneged Einuf. If you're learning a Gemara, it's Abaye Verova, or whoever Sefer you're learning, the Mechaber is in front of you. Oy Bazoi says to Chdusharim, Tzidua, the Choyz of Lublin, many Tzadikim said that Parshas Lech Lecha is a very happy week. It's a week that we live a whole week with Avram Avinu. And it's the Gemara says, Shnei Allah from Toyu, Shnei Allah from Toyra. And from this week, Vesanefesh, Asher also Bechoron, that Avram was Makarish people, Takas Kanfi Ashchina, that begins this week. Asher Alkein is a Freilicha week, and Avram Avinu is the Moradish, the Moradish Maitzo, he's the Balashmu, standing in front of us all week. In fact, it's told the Chdusharim, the Chsidim, I'm Shtoikik, they want to have a Rebbe, to be Meiruterech. The Chdusharim says, I don't understand. Why aren't you Queen Benafshechem, the three Midas of Avram Avinu? And have a ayin toiva and ruach nemucha and nefesh shvela, and then Chazal promise you'll be mitalmida of Shal Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu will be your rebbe. So I want to just discuss. I must apologize. I don't have a proper shir today. I was the whole night making shmir rachman l'slan. Aber just in the kud, it hasn't pasuk. Vesa nefesh is also becharon. The Chedusharim, the Chusayfer, famously, is Chedushim Tavay Dezor, asked the famous Shailah, right? Chazal have a principle that Gershon is Gayer, Kikotin Shinayla Domi, right? Minolan, where is the source that a Ger, Midaraisa, could marry his mother or his sister or his daughter? Tumul Tzachma, Shachachma, the whole Tumul and Svorim, where's the Mokavis? The Emes is in the Chedusha Ravon and Yevomis, Tafrobe, it's a simple part, this week's Parsha. Vesanefesh asher osu b'choron. Avram was megayer ha'anoshim and Sarah was megayer ha'anoshim. It doesn't say they were melamedev, they were mekar of them, asher osu b'choron. It's a charaya that after geirus a person becomes a briach ha'anoshim, asher osu b'choron. It's chazal medayik. Shtel zich the shayla, all the meforshim, the rabbeinu from Sofer, right? He knew exactly, he was a ben chomish l'mikr, knew an apostle in Lech Lecha. Why they don't bring a mocker to Gershon as Geyer from this apostle? So I was thinking about it. The MS is this is the Iker Avoid of Avram, and therefore he was promised given Veheye Brocha. And Chazal say in Medrash, don't read Brocha, Ella Brecha. Just like a Brecha, a Mikvah, is Metairis Atmeim, so to Avram is Mekarevis Arachuikim. And Baroyas L'Chochmo is the Talmud Chovid of the Gra, he brings the Hayei Bracha 253 as Gimatria Gerim, which actually is Avraham with a Hay plus the five letters. 248 and 5 is 253, which is Gimatria Gerim, which is Gimatria Abraham. That's Pshat, that the Abraham should change his name from Avram to Avraham. Ki Av Hamoin Goyim, the Saticha, Avram becomes the father of all potential Gerim. Mashal, there's a Sifrei in Parshas Baloyscho. Machloik is the Koyin, who's a Balmum, could he blow the Chatoytris, whatever. Rav Tarfon said yes, and Rabbi Kiva said no. And Rav Tarfon brought a Maaser Rav, and Rabbi Kiva said that maybe he was by. So Rabbi Tarfon finally turns around to Akiva and says, "Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Avinu, Rabbi Akiva, Yoyti Chalotzech." You find this very often on Rabbi Elazar, but Hurkan was the same Rabbi Elazar, but Arochan said, "Why dafka Rabbi Tarfon say it on Rabbi Akiva? Because Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, his father was a Ger, so you could think, therefore." Nein, he's the Ketshuvas, the Rabbeinu HaRambam, to Rav Avadya Ger, Yedua, Avram is the Av Hamoin Gerim L'chol HaDeiris. And Be'emes, just Derech Agav, Pasuk, say, Ve'ikach Avram is Yishmol Benoi, Ve'es Kol Yilid, Beisoi, Ve'es Kol Michnes Kaspoi, Kol Zohar Ba'anche Beis Avram, Ve'yomel Be'esar Olosu, Be'etzi Yim Azeh, Kashetiva Oizoi, Elikim. Tells him to tell you, I understand the puzzle. Yishmol, son, Yilid Beisui, Miknas Kaspi. That's part of the mitzvah of Geirus. What in the world is the meaning of Kol Zohar Ba'anche Beis Avram? Who are these people? Says Rav Michal Zilber, Pashat, Saramba, that Ayid Losh Naramba Perik Alephichas Avayid Zohar, but regarding Avram Avinu, Vehiz Chilamoid Velikre Bekol Godul Chala Oilam, Avram went from place to place, from city to city, from country to country. Says Ram Ashi, this kaptu elov alofim v'revovis. Thousands and tens of thousands of people began to follow Avram Avi. Eisur Adinenu, the Roish Tuchel Amaminim. V'heim, this is the Lashon Ram, V'heim Anche Beis Avram. V'shalso B'libo Me'ikir Agad. Etc. etc. So the Rambam calls V'heim Anche Beis Avram. So in the Pasuk therefore says, V'chol Zohar Ba'anche Beis Avram, these were the people, says Rabbi Michal Zilber, who were mal together with Avram Avin. Shtel zech a poshut klos kasha. Tens of thousands of people were megay. So said the Rambam. The Ramban says very similar. Has anyone ever seen any nation? I've been around the world of the nations of that Avram Avin who was mekarev tachas kanfi shchino. You ever seen them? There are. I've never seen them. I've been around five continents. Maybe in Antarctica. I've never been there. But I've been to five continents and Australia. I've never met any of the descendants of these Gerim of Avram. What happened to them? So the famous answer told from the Rebbe of Henoch of Alexander, so it's brought to the Chavik Yiddish and Chajarim. They were Chassidim of Avram. And Avram was the Chesed Avram. Oyavi, Alskin, fight. After the Astalkus of Avram, there's a new Rebbe, a new Hanahog, there's Yitzchok, Pacha, a new Derech and Avodah Hashem. He said, this is not for us. We signed up to Avram. So they stayed at home. You stay at home, you don't have a Rebbe. So eventually it's Chazr Lusur. They were back. That's one possibility. Diyas Machmoisha says, there's a Taishas in Tilamoisha and Tilam. Nidive Am Nesofu Amalekhe Avram. Who are these Nadive Am? These are all the Gerim of Avram. They all gathered together. Takat Kan Fi Yashchino. Aber, what Patrick says, Kilul. Nadivi Am Nesafu. What happened to these people? Nesafu. The Abish to wipe them out. They disappeared. They were obliterated. Why? Because Am Elike Avram, Avram Oid Nail. Avram Avinu is Chaldim Agodol Banokim. And the Abishter wanted that the Yisoid of Am Yisrael should be Davka from Zera Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv, and not from all of these Gerim, however lovely they were, but they were Tugakumina, they weren't, didn't have the Madreg of Avram Avinu. We can discuss this and explain this why. And therefore the Abishter made sure they were all wiped out. And Klal Yisrael is mishtalshel from the Ayin Nefesh of Beis Yankiv Davke, no one else. No one, there's no sheiris, no remnant of any of the other people. Says the Satmarov in Divrei Yoel, this week's parasha. So you would think, Zrayas in Kamakoyim, I can't be married. That you would think Asher Alkein, that Avram wasted his time. Chas v'shalom. Every neshama of every ger at Seif Kol HaDoiris, right? Is their sheiris is in the ger of Avram Avinu, and could be that their gilgulim of those neshamas that Avram was machnes tachas kan v'yashchin. Now, I guess that's very partial today. I didn't have time to mafalpo. But just passionate, simple people. I'm a simple guy. Let me say not partial to Shiloh. When Avram was Megayir, as a nefesh, as also Bechor, what is the Geirus? What's the Mechus HaGeirus? There's God that Akoivitz Shurim and Baba Basra, Rabbi Chanan asks, famous Shiloh, Rabbi Chanan, he had a Shittim. We could talk about this for hours, right? That the idea of Geirus is Mekabel on the Mechus, the Etzim of Geirus is Mekabel on Mitzvahs. Says Rabbi Chono, right? Oy bazoy, a Geirus without Mitzvahs, hater can Geirus. By the way, there's a Machlikis Rishoinim, a Rambam versus everyone else. I once discussed this maybe here, I can't remember. How do you become a Geir? You need Milo. You need tefillah, and look in the shoinus of Rishonim. And most Rishonim say you need three. You need milah, tefillah, kavod mitzvahs. In the Rambam, I can actually steer us in Rambam also. Milah and tefillah. What happened to kavod mitzvahs in the Rambam? Right? Pshat is for him say the achronim taisach. Whatever we could talk to the whole. According to the Rambam, Pshat is Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not one of the talich, one of the procedures, one of the rituals of Geirus. By the way, the whole Shakla Vitaria, if you want to, whatever, whether the Mila of a Geir is Pshat, a Mila of a Yid, the Orlo would prevent him from the Tefillah, right? Ashral, he needs the Mila, one of the 600 demons of Yid. And then he can have the Tefillah. But the Talich of Geirus is the Tefillah Batsim. Or the Mila is a special Mila of Geirus. We could tumble about that. Don't even ask. Don't even go down here. Right. We could tumble the whole Machlikis in Achrin, right? And Nafgemina was Milas Avram. What kind of, was it a Mila of, and the Bekiva Eger, I don't have time to elaborate, like I'll be the Kenyan of Eretz Yisrael. Bekiva Eger seems to say, and so Rabbi Chanan says, that since you can't have a Geirus without Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So mitvos, in vos pashtet the Geirus of Avram, you know, somebody said, I can't remember who, but it says by Avram, who Yoshe Pesach Oil, next week's parasha, so the Abrister came and said, Ata Yoshe Simon Levanecha, Bezdin will be sitting, Vele Kim Nitzo Vadaskel. Bukum Tala Bezdo. Pshat is Bezdo, Geirus needs a Mishpat. Who is the Bezdin here? How much are the pagans, right? The Abrister Kvayochel served as the Bezdin for the, so the and there's many riases, that the Mila of Avram was not just a Mitzvah of Mila, ordinary Mila, but the Chalik from the Bris. So there's Mila and Tvila. Lashitas many, Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is a formal Kabbalah which has to be done in front of a Bezdin. That's part of the Talich of Geirus. According to Rambam, that's not a procedure in Geirus, a matir in Geirus. Thus is Geirus. You can't have Geirus, let's start a Mitzvah. It's under the vote, and the Tafkeminis Lalocha, the Bezdin, whatever. Oberk says, Rabbi Chanan, what's Pshat you can't have? So Avram Avinu couldn't be Megayir. Right? If there's no mitzvahs, what kind of mitzvahs did Avram have? So therefore, it's a raya. Rabbi Eger says, when did the Geirus, even among the Umra that Avram Avinu had, at the end of Yisrael, when does Zul start? Dafka from the Bris Mila. Before that, there was no. So everybody asked, the Kivet Shurim, Rabbi Chanan asked on himself, so what's that? That as a nefesh, as a osu b'choron, Avram was Megayir, and what's per se the Geirus? By the way, Tzorach Ian on his own, but the Nakud obliged. However, everybody asked, look at Chavazelos Ashoran on this week's parasha. So what's that? Sora Megayeres Hamnoshim. There's no bits of Mila by a woman, right? So how is Sora Megayeres Hamnoshim? Could you have Geirus by a woman? Forget about Dalmi Hochi Avram Mitzora. By Bisya Baspara, he says Vateret Lirchot Aliyah. So Rashi brings the Gemara 20 of your days, right? She went Lirchot to Megayir. Is the Haraya even before Matan Torah? The Gris brings this Raya Grad. Why the Gris brings the Raya from Bisya and doesn't bring the Raya from Avram? We'll talk about it. Is the Haraya there even before Matan Torah? There's an Indian of Geirus, even by women who have no mitzvah mila. And what's partake the mitzvah? The Geirus. Is the Haraya, and so say many, Heintiger, whatever, it's a Deroslula. That Avram's Geirus, when he was the Asher Nefesh, also Bechoron, was not a Geirus to become Yidin. It was they became Geiri Toshur. The famous word from the Ponovich Rav, how Tumul just answers many other inyonim. A Geir Toshur, it's not Stama ben Noyach, who keeps seven Mitzvahs ben Noyach. There's a Chalois Din of Geirus that becomes a Geir Toshur. The Rabbi Gershon and Bechoyrit, it's Mixus Geirus, a Shtikl Aranga Lemoshul. Do you know there are Shittas that a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos? Yeah, why? It's perhaps a Negro, we have to keep Shabbos. The Gemara says, Akum Sheshavas Chayavis. Hello? But the Mishabura also says in Siman Dash, a Ger Toshav could accept, he has seven Mitzvahs he must keep, like Shabbos Ben Noach. Formally in front of a bed with the Kabbalah, and any other mitzvah he's entitled to voluntarily keep, including Shabbos. Because Chazal say someone who doesn't keep Shabbos, so he's machish to Eivish is Briyas HaOilam, he's like an Eivish HaVeit HaZorah. And since a Ger Toshav is accepting him on himself, Emunah in the Bashefer, so a Ger Toshav has to keep Shabbos, like a Yid. Hear a word. Hello. Is a haraya ger toish when it says not akum sheshovas chayev miso? That's talking about goy. He has to keep shulam mitzvah bnei noach. He's not bechuyev to keep Shabbos, but a ger toish is a different gather. It's a chaloyt gerus. It's not just a. By the way, there's another velskash. Everybody asks. There's a gemara in the door. Gemara in daflam at base. By the way, Derech Agav, the Fee Zed understood another kasha. There's a base Halevi in this week's parsha. It says, Vayelech Loit. Right? Avram, Sarah. Vayelech Loit. The after is Vayikach is Loit. He took Loit. He went by himself or he took him. Hello? It's the base Halevi says, since the Gemara says, Nivam Bestafim Zayin. So, passing the Ramam and Perik, Yudal, Yuzak, Suri Bia. Right? That when a goy comes and he wants to be Megayer, so. Initially, you're doing it. You give him the cold shoulder. You make life difficult. Until you see, you prove he is sincere. Yeah? Uibazoi. So, Loit wants to join the clan. Wants to join the tribe. He wants to be part of it with Avram Avinu. So it says, Vayelech itilut. Loit went. But Avram wasn't the Kabul. After a while, then it says, Vayikach oisilut. What happened to all the other Geirim? It says, "Vesa nefesh asher also bechoron." Right? Why? Right? By there it says just vayikach. It doesn't say vayelchu that they went of their own steam. Hello? You know what I'm asking? By Loit, it was two steps. First, he went of his own accord, check him out, and then vayikach. Mashen came by all the other people. Nefesh asher bechoron. All it says is they went. Vayikach. Vayikach. He took them. Is a charaya that there's a din that you have to be doicha a ger, right? That applies to whom? Only ger tzedek, not a ger toshav. Who asher dibarn? By the way, lefi zevet rechten achakash. The Gemara said in the dorm. Why were the Yidden Mitzrayim 260? Various days. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Shehifish Bnei Odom Melikonis Tachas Hashchina, Tachas Kanfi Hashchina. He prevented Yidden people from coming under the Kanfi Hashchina. Shenemar Tainli Anefesh Verachush Kachloch. When the Melech Stoim, right, Avram was masking, you could keep the people and. The Melech Stoim said, "You keep, I'll keep the people. You kick the money, the geld, and didn't take the money." Whatever, just had a hard night. Yeah, Aber why the Chazal said there's a tvi on Avraham Avinu? Why didn't he take the nefesh? He could have been take the people of Sodom and machdis them kan fershin. And because of that, Eden were Mitzrayim for 210 years. Hello, you like that? So the shaila is number one. We have a din that ro achar ro tova itim mekabel gerim. The din of Rochel, but they weren't in Yevamos in two places. Ro that the koshim gerim ki Yisrael ki sapachas, right? What? Yeah. So and here you have a taina on Avram. Why wasn't mekabel people of Sdoim, whatever for gerim? And the chura, you could answer, maybe the inyan you have to be doich ager is only after matan Torah. There's so much mitzvahs to keep, and we're not sure of their purity and their motives, etc., etc. Mesh ain't came before matan Torah. Avraham Avinu going around from city to city, hey, join me, right? But oy bazay, if that's true, Tosfos in Yevam, there's many, many rights against this, even before matan. But Tosfos in Yevam says that if the goy on his own volition, you see, after you give him the cold shoulder, you push him away. When Afal became his Mesames, like by Rus, but they became his Mesametzes, Hilalechas, then Fakert is Mekarim. Arai, says Toysus, because you see that the Avraham Avinu was punished, that when Timna wanted to join Kal Yisrael, and they rejected her, and what happened? She went and became a Pilegish to Eliphaz and Yotzim Yemena, Amalek, from whom we have Tzoris and the Yemazet. How does Tosfos bring a raya from before Matan Torah to after Matan Torah? Is a raya that even before Matan Torah, there was no stamet din, you have to be boidik a ger. You can't just let him come in. Right? The emes is, by the way, derech agav, is there a mitzvah for a ger to be megayer? Is there a mitzvah on a bezin? Let me ask you just that. Is there a mitzvah on a bezin to mekabel ger? You say no? I'm sorry to tell you, with all due respect, offer any takas kapar is raglecho, but it's machloek is between you and all Rabbi Seinu HaRishayim. If you show me anywhere where it says in the Torah, thou shalt accept Gerim, I will roll a peanut from here to Holy Law with my nose. Further? The simple answer, hello, when you're mal agar, right, you make a bracha tzinish. Huh? Al milas agar. Is a charaya that what? It is a mitzvah. And so says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and so says Rav Yitzchak Engel, and that is the bottom line. You should know it's a Zohar Akiya from the Rashpats, the Tashmitz. I can also, either, where is the source of this? Some Rishonim say it's nichel in the mitzvah of a haftam as a ger. You can't love him if you don't become a ger. Others say, and so is mefurish in the sefer Bala Nefesh LaRaivit, it's a chelik from the mitzvah of a havas Hashem. And where do we learn it from? Avraham Avinu. You with me? Pshat is not, doesn't mean that the people who joined Avram were therefore gay rate tzaddik. There's no Yiddish. There's like a put on no Yiddishkeit vis-a-vis Torah in mitzvahs bezmanas. I once explained that a whole shir, probably more than once if I'm not mistaken, that there's be'emes two talichim and geirus. There's two parts of geirus. By the way, you need a bezin. We need a bezin for it. Mishpruk sibbe. So I explained once that there's a Torah in Rabbi's Heinul Beis Brisk, right? That there's two in yonim in a bezin. Sometimes bezin represents what is the Dvar Hashem, what is it? When a person nichtes kachas kan v'yashchina, what's happening here? He's becoming mechuyev in tayag mitzvahs. Achutz dem, he's joining my family, becoming my brother. So I need a representative of Klal Yisrael. Maybe take a plebiscite, get every Jew to vote a referendum. Do we want to accept John McCarthy to become a Yid? Achutz dem, what did the Eberster say? He's opening the bris with the Eberster. So the Bezdin, who's Megayer, is representing the Eberster, is representing Klal Yisrael. Two different yon. So I once explained, based on a famous Gran Nat Beger Kotten Ksuvas Daf Yiralev, there's two in the lineage of Klal Yisrael starts from Avraham Avinu. I've got 100 raises, but the Kedushas Yisrael Mitzat Bechira Baguf and Chiyav and Teirah Mitzvahs, that starts at Sinai. Koloshen Rav Yevon Umen Seino Eino Uma Kiyim Beteirah Seach. Depends what aspect, but all these other people from Chorinland who joined Avraham Avinu as Machdis Takas Kan Fishina, it wasn't to become what? Yidin, because they're not going to be the future of Klal Yisrael. Only Avraham, only there Avraham Yitzchak Yankov. He was, but is a chelek from Havas Hashem, say the Rishonim, to make Shem Shemayim Nisayim al Yodech, and to spread Emun and Eibush. And that's what Avraham Avinu did. And the Emes, if you look deeper in the Parsha, I know everyone's having withdrawal syndrome. I haven't said one gematria since I started. And I know everyone's like klotzing. I'm going to go home and no gematria, so everyone will be, want them, a refund, money back. So you can learn pshat. That's a one gematria, say one word, Asher Areka. One, I want, but it's a long gematria. Okay, that's not that. The process of the birth of Klal, even the birth of Avram, is a long incremental evolutionary process. Let me just try to explain what I'm talking about. It says, Lech Lecha, Ela Ores Asher Areka. Where is this land, Asher Areka? Have you ever seen anywhere the Abish just showed him where the land is? Right? By the way, Asher Areka is Gimatri, says the Baal Turim is Gimatri Anonim. The Chusayver, a whole tumult in this, enough income. I won't discuss this at great length. The MS Avraham Avinu does not come to Eretz Yisrael. The Nekuda of Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim. And Avram doesn't, when does he come to Yerushalayim? By the Akedah. How many years is it after Lech Lecha? 62 years later. Teik V'tishka. Right? So therefore he's Halech, when I say Anegbi is going to Mitzrayim, there was no problem. He wants to find, until he comes El Echad Ahorim, and he sees their Onon Kosher Al Ahor, and now he knows that is, this comes safely, brings many rights, I'm not going to read the whole article. Because Yerushalayim is like the heart of Eretz Yisrael. Until you've been to Yerushalayim, you haven't been to Eretz Yisrael. So Asher Areka, what does Asher Areka mean? In Schiddush Sforim is brought in by Vashomish and Sforim Akhlishim. Asher Areka means, I will show you myself. In other Sforim, I will show you you. Lech Lecha means, Geitzuzich. Go to your neshama, go to your... The emes, you find this Asher Areka, is in all three bechinas of Olam Shon and Nefesh. The Eibishter will show you something. Dainu, Darin Eidus and Roshag Yor says, Ar Eka B'Miloi is Gimatria 832, which is Gimatria Eretz Yisrael. The guy that this forum say that the Bava Rebbe also says this, because you're seeing what's Pshat, the Shakavar says, because to realize the Emes of Gadlus from Eretz Yisrael is in the Miloi. It's not Eretz Yisrael, is Eretz Hatzvi. Whether it grows or it shrinks, Ravcha, Gamdo, the Gemara says in Gittin, Sven Sachanunz. He will be Zuicha to Spear, Kedusha, there is the Sroll. Al Derech Ze, in Bevchina's man. Also, Asher Ar Eka, Shabbos, Ruuki, Nosl Hashem as a Shabbos. Ar Eka, with a man Tzapach Chof, which is 500. What's the Gematria? Wakey, wakey. 500. So, Shabbos. So, Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael is in Bevchina's. Oilam, in geography. Shabbos is in Zman. Asher Eka, right? Which is 723, is Gimatria Prismila plus Avaya. Because Megalat Golikusin. Now, what's Pshat? Let me just explain a word that Ravram Shor says. A Muridik word. What's the beginning of the parasha Lech Lecha? It ends with what? Prismil. Kyodua Mila is 85 plus Shema Yisrael, which is Emuna 1118. What do I got? 1 2. How much? No, come on, Chaver. 1 2 or 3. What's 1 2 or 3? Is a Gevaldik Gematria. Listen, I'm giving just a few of the things. It's Asher Eka B'Man Tzapach is 1 2 or 3, right? Asher Eka, the Avishul, we Medea Tivacha Ba'ulam. There's a depth, a profundity in the Neshama of Ramavinu, which will only subsequently be revealed. He's constantly moving. He's going till he reaches the Lech Lecha, right? Hello. Yeah? There's a passage which has a Mishle. Im Tivakshenu Kikasev, Ramoinim Tchapsenu. Oz Tovin Yira Savaye Vedasali Kimtitz. Right? Which, by the way, right? There's Aven Yiro. Yiro Savaye, Yiro. Das is Chabros Vodem Yoda. That's a higher Madriga, right? Yiro Savaye Vidasalikim is Gimatria. Take a guess. 1203. Hello? That's the Matmuinim, something which is hidden. in the Kisvei of Rav Nachman Mendel of Shklov, from the Gdili Talmidei Agro, he says Yira and Ahava Bimilui is also Gematria 1204, which is in Makoil, right? Which there's a Briskunas Oilam who says if you take Yira times Havaya, that means you take Yud times Yud, K times Reish, etc., etc., right? Plus Ava times Havaya, Bako, yeah, hello? You know what you will get? Take a guess. 1,203. Right? How do you come to it? When you learn, to the also the Shklover says, Masnis and Gemara is Gematria, 1,204. Right, which is they're all connected. Which, by the way, why is Gemara called Gemara? Everyone knows there's a Sefer Chaim from Rabbeinu Chaim Achia Maral, because Gemara is Rashi Tevis, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, and Ariel, which is the pasuk in Shir Hashirim Argomon, Merkave Argomon. Right, the Merkave is really Argomon, which is what's Argomon, Rashi Tevis? You guys,
same thing.
Because Uriel and Nuriel is one and the same. Uriel means that Ur Chesed, and Uriel means that Eish fire. Argaman Aleph Reish Mem Gimel Nun. Yeah, hello. Also, when you learn that's the Merkavi, what is the gematria of Uriel, Michal, Rafal, Gavriel, and Uriel? 1,203. Hello, Bereishis Bora Elohim Bora. Hello, with an Aleph being 1,001, because Aleph and Aleph, what is the gematria of Bereishis? That two that one's out the gross says this, right? Bereishis Barali Kim Imakoil is gematria 1,203. Esa Shemayim Ve'es, says the Brisket of Zaylam, 1,203. What am I saying here? I gotta go on and on and on. The word is that Avram, there's Asher Rekha. There's Intervakshenu Ki Kesev Uchomach Noinim Trafseno, to come to the core of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim, which is the place of Emunah, therefore Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo is Gimatri Yerushalayim. We say every day in Davni, Ahtu Asir Shemayim, Ahtu Asir Oret, Ayam Mechal Asher Boyah, Vatu Mechai Yisgul, Ahtu Hashem Lirash, Bechartu Be'Avram. Where's the Hemshech? Because the Eibishter created a new Avram, and there's a constant. You hear what I'm saying? It's part of the Bria. You see, from the Hemshech Ksuvim, Avram is a sug, a Bria Chadosha Bo'ilom, a new sug. And there's a process in Lech Lecha of going to be Megala the Etzem of Avram Avinu. Right? And I'm not going to go through all the gematrias, but just one Nakuda in the. That's pshat that Avram became a brocha, v'heyei brocha, cheftz from brocha, and Chazal say, don't say brocha, elo brecha, that he had the, like a mikvah, he's betayer the tzmeim, right? Now, one interesting word, on this word, al tikra brocha, elo brecha. There's a famous word, all chassidish forms speak about this. The Yisoid is the Rechaim HaKodesh in this week's parasha. Lech Lecha, right? Rei Brocha, says Rashi says, why? L'hanoscha Lech Lecha, L'hanoscha Ultei Voscha. Dover Acher, L'kei Avram, yeah? Why does Rashi say L'hanoscha Ultei Voscha? So the Rechaim HaKodesh says, you have this in Kedushas Levi, and you have this in Purim Yofis, and you have this in any safe field open, come out. Simple Bechina, right? That why is the if the Eibishter tells you go to Tasmania, Australia, Hobart, Tasmania, La Noschol Tevos, the Bashefer Alain tells you it's in your good. There you'll have children, you'll have money, you'll have cultivated lands. Is that a great Nisoyan to go if the Eibishter told you? It's for your own benefit. So the Rechaim HaKodesh, followed by everybody, says that Gufa is the Nisoyan of Armavino. You could go because of Hanoscha or Tevoscha, or alternatively, you could go because the Eibishter said you can be Farsim on the Kusboil. And it's your choice. It's much easier, say this for him. From the office says, Saflo says, it's much easier to fulfill a mitzvah which is a chok, which you have no Tevis Hanoin, than a mitzvah which you're benefiting. You're eating Suda Shabbos, you're eating whatever, you're having a geschmack, and yet to do it L'Shem Shemayim. That's a simple bechina, as everyone knows. Simple. comes along the Kalariot. Be'emes, I saw in Sforim, this was said by the mocker, is actually the Rav Shitzer, the Chaim called Agur HaChochem. Pikach this word. And when the Rav Shitzer said this word at his tish, his G'dayle Talmidov, this is the Choyver, Isaac calls it the Choyver, and Shalom Kamikin, all the, they said, Azav word is Mamash Melim Haba. It's enough from this world. And that was the last year he ever spoke on Parshas Lech Lecha because he was in the Stalik Lebes Ilom. He says, Pumfakert. Like, he says, for Avram Avinu, Azabachino, to go, Lashem Shemayim, and not Lanoschu, Tevoscho, Nishkan Grisomai. Avram Avinu is like, you know, light years above it. Now, what's Pshat? And I'll explain you the word based on a moshel which I once said here. Darvin Achel brings us, that's what the Kal Arya brings us to Peshem, also the Pnei Yeshua. I have no idea where the Pnei Yeshua is. Whatever. Moshel Amad Dover Daimer. Once said this before Rosh Hashanah once. It's a Miridig Moshel. Once there was a king, an emperor, very, very wealthy, and he had in his oitzer all kinds of avodim tovim and margolis. So we told his avodim, take all these diamonds and sapphires and emeralds, and go into the desert, like away from the city, and there's shifting sands, you know, desert sands, and bury all the diamonds there, all the sapphire, the whole oitzer samelch. And then he calls on the people of Ashtar to go and find the diamonds. Yeah? So there's three kitas. One kat says, the king does it, we're going to do it. And the king said, I'll reward you if you fulfill Gezeiras HaMelech. Nay, it's an honor to do the ratzon of the king, to serve the king. Aye, it's 110 degrees. Aye, it's in the middle of the desert. Oh, but we're going to serve the king. Shalom and Asla Kapapras. Another group is showing, I should sit there, this king is Reich Vikirach. I should sit there and sit in Schwitz, and he's going to sit there and I'm not going. Do me something. And then there's a third group of Chachom. And they realize, where are all these polished diamonds with sapphires and emeralds with Margolius? What's with them all? They're coming in the shifting desert sense. Doesn't make sense. Why is it there? They do research and they find the king was Metzavet Anjei Beisui. To put them there, to hide them there, and then he commanded us. If the king had them already in his oitzer, right? Why did he spread them out and then ask us to schwitz? Is the charaya the emes? Is the king is teva toiv lehetiv, and he wants to reward us? Nervos. It shouldn't be namad sufa. Tell me, you earn without schwitzing, without haravanya. Therefore, the king gave us this task, which he didn't need you anyway. David should have helped with that tefillin, with that tefillah, with that tayra, whatever. It doesn't need anybody else, right? Nor he does it, leman yitav lach, in order to give hechetim tzor, to give schar for yit, in tayra mitzvahs. Chumt uis, when this person, the kata shlishi, they're the pikachim shabadover. They realize when the Eberster, when we say in Pirkei Avos, schar mitzvah, when a person does a mitzvah, and the Eberster b'chuyiv to give him schar, so the Eberster, you're giving nachas ruch to the Bashefer, not only by doing the mitzvah, but you're giving him a hechetimtzah to give you schar. Oy bazoy, the Eibishter has to give you schar for giving him nachas by taking the schar. Asher al kein, the reward of a mitzvah, doch ain't saf, you never finished. That the more schar you'll get, hello, the more the Eibishter has to reward you. The Shamluya Rov, what's it called? Ari is the Einikul. He says, that's pshat. The Medrash says, "Vavrom zokin bo bayom v'Hashem beirach them b'kol." Says Tanchuma Lomo, "Why v'Hashem beirach them b'kol?" Because the pasuk says, "Nishayon nalev ki achas karosi v'avrachei v'arbei." What in the world, Lomo? Why did the Eibishter Hashem beirach them b'kol? Because Avram is one. So he brings a meritic pshat from the Zoyfer. So Zoyfer, Vavrom, this is parish. Vavrom koved. What's the new balkayre? Vazov, akesa mikde alavir. Right. But Avram Kovit, but Avram Avinu, right? Is Adam Hagadol Manokim? Geld spielt a role. The Gzov Akesef. So it's Kovit. What does Kovit mean? He's heavy. It's a onerous burden. Where does Avram Geld? He's not interested in the lease. Oy Bazoy, if Avram has no interest in the money, so why does the Eibishter bless him the Kesef Bazov and all these other things? Nervous, because Avram Avinu, his whole purpose is what? To be vayikra sham b'shem Hashem kel ulam, to be shem shemayim should be misahe b'fiko. And if you're a typical chagas on the street, there's love, sama, whatever, and he sees an Elch Avram Avinu who's Moser Nefesh time after time for the Eibishter. And a guy sees that he is suffering, right? So he's Nachil Hashem. If there is an Eibishter, so why are you even suffering so much? So the Nachil Hashem. So therefore, see, that's Pshat, Avram Zokim Hashem Berich Zerim Bakol. Said Lomo. Ki echad, he's one. He's echad like Akeves Echad. He's miyuchad. There's no one like him. Therefore, v'arachayu v'arbeyu, it should be a chil Hashem that goyim shouldn't say tzadik v'ralli. What's going on here? And he teaches that pasuk in Mishlei. Oyrachayim lemaila lemaskil. A person is a maskil. Where's life? Where's the action? What's really important in life? Nachapta Alexis with the microwave oven in the dashboard. Nachashtikul shmenchikul. Nach half a dollar in bank. I know a guy in Whitefield. He had a heart attack. A big businessman. And the doctor, the cardiologist told him, if you don't slow down, your wife will be the richest widow in Whitefield. Right? The guy has enough to live 500 years. For children, for atzikol adairs. It's crazy. So, erachayim lemaylu lemaskil. A person who's a maskil knows that real life is not in this world, which is shtusim navolim, it's ruchni, it's eibishter, it's kedusha, right? Aber leman su'ur misha'oil, says the Shamla Yerov, in order people shouldn't ask, why is tzaddik v'raloi? Therefore, lemata. The eibishter gives brachas to Kal Yisrael, bonachayim ezoina, after here. So everything that Avram had, the bracha, why was there a bracha? Vayei bracha? Because Avram is a brecha. And Avram has to be mekayer of people, and it should be a chil Hashem. Asher al kein, the Eibishter benches Klal Yisrael, bo nechayim azayin.
Oh,